This is Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Bice.
Yes, it is.
Hey, geez, I don't know how I got you, but it's kind of funny that I did. This is Pat Barron from Crown Point Resort in Horseshoe Bend, Arkansas. How are you doing?
Hey, Pat, I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Are you that small of an operation that I call an 800 number off the email or off the internet and it goes right to you?
No, what probably happened, we have a pretty sophisticated phone system here, so it probably recognized your number.
Okay.
And forwarded it to me.
All right. Hey, I'll tell you what I'm trying to do. My accounts are after me to find out, what the balance of our loan was as of December 31st, 2015, and how much interest we paid. And, man, I'll tell you, honestly, in the time that I got all 12 of my loans done, it's taken me that long to find this one out by itself. I've been everywhere. And there's just no way to get to that information. How do I find that out?
I should be able to get that for you.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be great. I just need to call you right off the bat then. I shouldn't have been out screwing around all that time.
Exactly. You should still have my direct line as well. But 12 loans, we didn't do 12 loans for you though.
No. I have 12 different loans. You know, like the first mortgage, I have a bunch of different loans.
Okay.
Vehicle loans, all that. And I had to get the balance on every one of them, but it's taken me longer to do this one than it took me to do that 12 of them combined.
Oh, wow.
Because I've been running the place, getting transferred. And what is the CIT?
The what now?
CIT.
CIT?
What? Yeah, www.cit.com.
I have no idea.
Oh, that's probably my problem. I Googled Commercial Finance and Leasing Bank of Cardiff Incorporated, and I got CIT.com, and so I've been chasing them around.
Yeah, that's not us.
Oh,
so yeah, that's probably the problem.
Okay, well, how do
it
I...
It might have just been, when you typed in commercial finance or something like that, they must have popped up as part of the search or something. I don't know.
Okay. All right. So, I don't even know my loan number. But I have your direct line.
And I can get all that information.
I need my loan number?
No, I can get all that information.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, absolutely.
My accountant, they're just after me like crazy, man. They're so mad at me because, you know, the taxes are due next week, right?
Mm.
Our extension. So I got to get that to them as soon as... How long will it take you to get that for me?
Well, it shouldn't be that long. I mean, I won't be able to get it done today, but... because I have to request that information, but I got to find out one if you're on a loan or a lease. If you're on a lease program, then there's not really a separation. Pardon me?
I'm on a loan.
Okay.
I'm on a loan.
I was going to say, if it's on a lease, there's not really a separation of interest and principal. You know, it's taxable like a rental payment.
No, it's a finance agreement.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. So is there some place that I can call in the company and get that information?
No. I mean, if you were to get to the right person, you'd be going to the same person as I am. But it does. It takes time. I mean, they don't, they have to pull the file. They have to do the calculations. It's just not something that gets done, within an hour or two.
That's a computer?
Pardon me?
It's not just on the computer like my bank?
Of course it's on the computer, but, these people already have a laundry list of stuff that they're working on. So it's not so simple as to, me placing a call or sending an email and saying that this is more important than anything else that they're working on right now for somebody else.
Can I go online and look it up?
No. No, there's not like a, it's not like your checking account statements or anything like that. And so that's kind of what they need to do. I mean, to give you an accurate number, they need to pull the file. They will look at the date that it was initiated. They'll look at the number of payments that should have been made. They'll bounce that off our accounting to make sure that every payment has been made so that they can give an accurate number. So it's not just, you know, looking at a file or looking at a contract and saying, okay, the date started this date, so as of December this, you know, this is what he paid. I can do that, but I can't, you know, they can't. That's not typically how we do it, because when I request that, it's typically a situation where I want an accurate number. So there's a payoff department. So typically when somebody calls in for this information, they want to know what their balances are and what they owe.
So I don't that's even know why how much they borrow. Look.
Okay.
How much did we borrow?
Let's see. 12, 13, 14.
It looks like about 67. Our balance, if we made our payments regularly, our balance wouldn't be greater than the amount that we borrowed, would it?
It could. It could. Oh. It just depends on how many payments you've made, because the way a balance is calculated as of today includes your principal and your interest. So.
Oh, it is a rule of 72.
Pardon me?
So it takes the interest over the term of the loan and adds it to the balance of the principal balance?
No, not the principal balance, but it takes that into consideration when you look at the balance owed. You asked me what the balance owed is. You know, if you're not looking to for a payoff number, that would essentially be a principal payoff. If you're looking for you know, what's owed total, that's a different number. If you're looking for what your principal balance is up to as of today, then no, of course it's not more than what you borrowed. If you're looking for a number that tells you what your total payments are going to be, if you were to pay each payment from here on out, then yes, that number could possibly be higher than your principal balance, depending on how many payments you've made, which I need to look up.
Do you have that information there? I could probably calculate it.
I'm trying to pull it up right now. So we have one loan on file for you, correct? Does that sound right?
Yeah, there's just one loan.
Okay, it looks like the original balance before sales tax was $67,520.93. Your payment is $1,596.13.
What was the original balance again? 67 what?
67,520.93 with a monthly payment of $1,596.13.
Okay. How many years is
set up on a 60-month or a 5-year note?
Okay. And you know what the interest rate was?
Look, I don't have the contracts. I'm just looking at notes right now.
Yeah.
You put first and last down, so it would have left 58 payments remaining. Looks like it was between 8 and 9%.
How much?
Between 8 and 9. I think it's like 8.25%.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out when it actually funded and commenced. Yeah, it looks like this might not have even funded before the end of the year. If it did, it was like the very end of December, which means you probably made one payment that would have been calculated for 15.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
All right, you got it.
You don't happen to have a loan number, do you?
I have my application ID number.
Yeah,
but I don't have a copy of the actual contracts here.
That's all right, Kevin. This is good enough.
You sure?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks,
all
man.
Right. How are things going? How's business?
Great.
It's got to be a busy time, right?
All this thing did, this loan, is it just, you know, I used to have a loan on... I used to lease my equipment for the laundry.
Yeah.
And this is about what I used to pay for my lease for the laundry. So it's a 5-year payback for the laundry is what I looked at it as. So.
And then you cancel that off your books altogether, right?
Right. You got it.
Now, what you can do, though, you know, with your accountant, do you take advantage of the Section 179 tax write-off?
Oh, I'm sure my CPA is pretty advanced. Yeah, I'm sure he does whatever he's supposed to, you know.
Okay, well, remind him, because you know the big tax write-off, the big incentive that you were looking to do, you know, by getting it done in December, you get this full $67,000 as a tax write-off for 15. Has nothing to do with your payments and interest that you're paying. You get that full net, that full 67 should come off your bottom line taxable income for 15.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
It's called, the accounting term for it is accelerated depreciation, and the tax ID number is section 179. So make a note of that. Make sure that he gets you credit for that. All you should have to do is provide a copy of either your contracts or a copy of the invoice from the vendors. Has nothing to do, again, with how many payments you've made or your principal or interest payments. It has to do with the amount of money you spent towards equipment acquisitions in 2015.
All right. That's great, man. Section 179, huh?
Correct.
Well, I appreciate it, Kevin.
You got it.
Over to my account. I hope you have a nice weekend.
All right, buddy. You too.
Take care.
Talk to you soon.